Beyonce and Miley Cyrus, that is two most wanted for your Thursday afternoon.
Just playing some of your personal collection there, Jesse.
We're doing it all thanks to Australian Natural Gas, Asavo. It's helping to keep the country running. Find out more at keepingthecountryrunning.com.au.
Beyonce's doing some very different tunes at the moment, isn't she?
I'd like it to go back to bangers, please.
You just want the single ladies.
If you're listening, Queen B, that on a separate note, yes.
She is a big fan, gets the podcast every day.
She does.
So, you know how I went to Fiji on my
Oh, the no. Blu-ray.
Sorry, with a famous friend. We get it.
There was something funny that happened that I've been meaning to talk to you about.
With famous people involved?
No, just me and my daughter, so no famous people involved.
Oh.
I mean, other than me. to say this story, yeah. I have to use Fifi's name. Yeah. So Fifi, who I went on holiday with.
Is this an endorsement deal? did your manager come to you and go, hey, Carrie, Fiji have a problem. The term Blu-ray is not widely recognised.
And they
want to get some brand recognition out there. Would you go potentially with a famous friend? I know that's the only people you hang out with, and then mention them a lot on radio.
Okay, so I went.
That's not a no.
No, we just went on holiday. No kickbacks, nothing. Anyway, so we went to, she loves to have a massage everywhere. And I don't know, the reason I bring her name up.
everywhere.
Surely there's some nooks and crannies that should be left for just your intimate lovers.
No, I don't know if you remember years ago, me telling you that she is a gift bought me an amazing massage as an experience.
One of those everywhere ones?
And we went and had one together and I hated it. And I didn't know how to tell her I hated it because I hate massages. And we sat there and she, being the beautiful friend she was, got us a double length one. So it went for 2 hours, not 1 hour. It went forever.
Is that just a bigger bloke?
No, it was a woman and I needed to go to the toilet, remember? And then I peed in the shower afterwards in the room because I couldn't hold on anymore. Anyway, fast forward
Why didn't you go to the toilet?
Because in the middle of a massage, when have you ever gone, can you stop the massage? At the end of the massage, there was a shower,
but
there was no toilet in the room. There was only a shower. So I peed in the shower.
I have stopped a massage to go to the bathroom.
Have you? No, because when I'm in a massage, I'm too scared to speak. I don't even tell them when they ask if they want harder or softer. I just go, because I don't want to offend in any capacity.
So you piss in their shower instead.
With running water, there was water, the shower was on.
Was
I didn't just use it as a toilet.
You weren't just standing from a foot away and cocking a leg.
No. Anyway, fast forward 5 years and I've really come on board the massage. She's brought me on the massage journey, Fifi.
Really?
And
is there something different about Blu-ray massage?
Well, this one was quite high up in a building overlooking the ocean. It was beautiful. But she had gone before me and she said, you get the special Fijian massage. It's amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
So I said, okay,
that's why
I'll get
double
it.
Length.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's not this one. It's just normal length. Anyway, it was absolutely beautiful. There were beautiful people. But I was having just a particularly tough day. And I thought I was
into Blu-ray
in Fiji
at your massage.
Yeah. Okay,
it's been a big one.
You can have flat days even in paradise. Mental health issues.
What a twist!
Also, have you not heard?
No.
Have you not heard of them?
Oh my
yeah,
God.
We work with you, mate. We've heard of them.
You can still smile even though you're having a day where you feel blah.
Absolutely
anyway,
right.
I hate bad Blu-ray days.
Wait, but a bad Blu-ray day, better than a work day.
Better than a non-Blu-ray day. I'd say give me a bad Blu-ray day over a non-Blu-ray day any day.
So I lay down for this massage and as she started touching me.
Yeah, you're right. This day sounds shocking.
The tears started falling.
Oh, my God.
I started sobbing. But my face was in the hole, obviously. And then off the table.
Oh, my God.
And because you can't access your face because it's in the hole, I didn't know how to wipe the tears. So everything just pulled, the snot and the stuff from my eyes. And just I was looking down this little lotus flower, which I think is meant to catch your spittle as it drops in.
No, it's not. It's just meant to look nice.
No, they often put a bowl under you to catch it.
Yeah, isn't that where you put like your phone and your wallet
stuff? What are you talking about? Have you been spitting in things?
So that if you fall asleep and you dribble, it doesn't just go on the floor.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
That's for your staff.
If you're a masseuse, 13, 10, 60, in one of those parlours,
do you have a
not those
bowl?
Parlours, the other parlours, tell me they often put something pretty under the hole, but they put in like a flower or something, so you think it's just this beautiful setting the scene. It's there just to catch the spit.
Who drools and spits?
You know what happens when gravity, when you lay down and everything just kind of...
You know that woman who pissed in the shower? She's also drooled in our lotus flower.
Anyway, so I had it pooling out of my nose and mouth. And I got to the point where I had to ask for a tissue. So I asked for a tissue and then I sat up and then she went, oh, because she saw my face and could see that I was sobbing.
And she went, it's Gary Bittman.
No. And then she said, oh, too hard. And I said, no, 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 no. And she goes, it's okay. It's absolutely okay. It's too hard. We can go softer. And I was like, no, 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 no. And then I was
like, did you say to her, have you not heard about mental health?
I didn't want to then explain my bad day or say I'm having a bad day because it just felt so ridiculous to say I'm having a bad day. So then I said, oh, okay, thank you. And so I got the rest of the massage.
Oh,
like
no.
Someone was just lightly touching me like a feather because she was too scared to make me sob again. None of it was her fault. It was just me and my mind. Anyway, as you can imagine, Evie found the whole thing a lot. Sobbing next to her in the double massage. She's thinking, oh, this is meant to be fun. Why is mummy crying?
And spitting in that bowl so much.
Bowl, yeah.
Okay, no, why is nobody calling to back me up?
I just need to, Carrie, I need to say this to you honestly. No massage parlors have spit bowls.
They do. I don't think I've been to a massage parlor without a spit bowl.
Yeah,
I mean that quite seriously. Or like towel or something that's underneath.
Yeah, but you're not meant to spit in
it. No,
them.
I don't spit in it. It's just to like catch your dribble.
You don't have to spit because you're hanging upside down. It just drops in there.
No, because you can't, because people fall asleep.
I've never dribbled.
Ever in a massage.
Not once
what
ever.
What if you fall asleep?
What do you mean? I don't.
Yeah, and you're face down in that hole and your mouth, you can't swallow or anything and you just start, it starts pulling.
I don't have that, Carrie. I'm really sorry. Producer Pippa, have you ever drooled and dribbled?
No.
Jesse, have you ever drooled and dribbled? No.
No,
you don't.
I swear.
13, 10, 60,
I swear.
Do massage parlors have spit bowls?
Or do you dribble when you get a massage?
Yeah, sure, mate. I was trying to protect you.
No, I don't care. I'm happy to speak to my people.
No, there's none. Give us a call.
13, 10, 60 is the number.